Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The Department of Justice has indicated they think that it will reveal too many details about the scope of their investigation, and it may reveal those that are cooperating in the investigation or additional targets.
Former U.S. Attorney and Executive Director of Right on Crime, Brett Tolman, on the FBI's search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. A Florida judge on Thursday said he believes the affidavit used to justify the FBI's search of Mar-a-Lago should be partially released, and has given the Department of Justice 1 week to provide a redacted copy of the document. Alan Weisselberg, who worked for decades as chief financial officer of the Trump family business, pleaded guilty on Thursday to 15 counts ranging from grand larceny to tax fraud to falsifying business records. He was accused of dodging taxes on lavish fringe benefits he got from the company. White House and health industry officials say they're moving some manufacturing of the monkeypox vaccine to the U.S. in an effort to speedily get more doses to communities. The move comes after criticism that the Biden administration has been slow to secure adequate supply. Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra says the decision is part of a new phase of efforts to stop the virus.
We will also now surge and target vaccines and treatments when and where that can be most effective.
The Senate Leadership Fund, a political action committee associated with Senate Minority Leader and Republican Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, is reportedly investing $28 million in radio and television ads in Ohio in support of Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance, who has been endorsed by Trump. Here's Vance campaigning earlier this week.
Go to a steel mill and see how much natural gas they use, because you need high quality natural gas to produce steel. That's true of nearly everything that is made in this country. It requires low cost energy.
Vance is running against Democratic Representative Tim Ryan for retiring Republican Senator Rob Portman's seat. Former Ohio Democratic Party Chair David Pepper says state legislatures in states like Ohio are increasing their grip on power,
because they can pass law after law and never be held accountable because they've created districts that they can never lose.
Finally, the Biden administration's student loan repayment freeze is set to expire in 2 weeks. Activists like Lystra Small Clouden are calling on the president to permanently cancel loan debt.
Although I achieved my academic goals, my success was short-lived, because within my household, we have accumulated over $300,000 in student debt.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.